The Construction Industry Tax Deduction Scheme is a scheme whereby contractors are required to withhold tax on certain payments made to subcontractors. We shall examine exactly what we mean by the terms contractor and subcontractor later in the session. The scheme was originally devised by the Revenue in the early 1970s as a reaction to the amount of tax being lost as a result of under-declarations or failures to notify chargeability by subcontractors who came to work in the UK for relatively short periods and who thereafter left the UK without paying tax on their self-employed profits. The tax deduction scheme ensures that some tax is withheld at the point of payment, thereby reducing the risk of a subsequent default by the subcontractor. The scheme has undergone regular changes since its inception. The current regime has been in place since April 2007. The rules are contained in sections 57 to 77 and Schedule 11 of Finance Act 2004. The Construction Industry Deduction Scheme makes it compulsory for contractors to withhold income tax from payments to subcontractors in certain instances. The first thing we therefore need to be clear upon is who is responsible for operating the scheme, i.e. what is the definition of a contractor. Section 59 Finance Act 2004 extends the term contractor to a wide range of businesses. A contractor is not restricted to a person carrying on a business which includes construction operations. This means that apart from the obvious businesses such as building and construction companies, certain other businesses must also comply with the tax deduction scheme. A contractor would include businesses whose trade does not normally involve building or construction, but whose average annual expenditure on construction operations exceeds £1 million. This means that businesses such as banks, supermarkets, or retail stores who typically spend more than £1 million a year on building works, etc., may be required to withhold tax on payments to their subcontractors. Local authorities or government bodies such as NHS trusts can also be regarded as contractors for the purposes of the scheme. Homeowners who engage the services of subcontractors to undertake building work on their own home will not be regarded as a contractor for the purposes of the scheme. This means that the payments made to the subcontractor for carrying out the work may be made gross. Construction operations are defined in Section 74 of FA 2004, and again these cover a wide variety of activities. Construction operations include construction, alteration, repair, demolition or dismantling of buildings or structures, whether permanent or not. Construction also includes construction or demolition of, and repairs to, land, walls, roadworks, power lines, railways and waterways. Work involving the installation of heating, lighting, air conditioning, drainage or sanitation systems are also caught by Section 74, as are cleaning, painting and decorating and other operations which are integral to the construction process, for example, excavation and site preparation. As you will see, the definition of construction operations covers a multitude of activities. Construction operations do not include operations such as drilling for oil or gas, extracting minerals, the manufacturing of components used in the building process, or the professional work of individuals involved in the building process, such as architects and engineers. Such exceptions can be found at Section 74, subsection 3. A subcontractor is any business which carries out construction activities on behalf of the contractor. A subcontractor can therefore include sole traders, partnerships, or companies. If a subcontractor carries out work exclusively for one contractor, it is highly probable that the subcontractor will be regarded as an employee of the contractor, and tax and national insurance contributions will need to be withheld at source by the contractor under the PAYE system. The CIS monthly return, which the contractor submits to HMRC, requires a declaration that the contractor has considered the status of the subcontractor and can verify their self-employment status. HMRC provides an employment status indicator to assist with the decisions necessary in the declarations. This is an electronic tool that can be found on its website, or verification can be done over the phone. Therefore, Before a contractor needs to consider whether the construction industry deduction scheme applies, he needs to be certain that the subcontractor in question would not be regarded as an employee under normal employed versus self-employed rules. Turning now to payments from a contractor to a subcontractor. Payments by a contractor to a subcontractor will either be made gross or under deduction of tax. If tax is withheld by the contractor, it will either be withheld at 20% if the subcontractor is registered with the revenue, or at 30% if the subcontractor is not registered, or under PAYE if the subcontractor is treated as an employee of the contractor under the employed versus self-employed criteria. We shall examine each of these in turn. Starting with gross payment. Payments by a contractor can be made gross if the subcontractor is registered for gross payment. Registration for gross payment will be granted by the revenue if certain conditions are met. These are the business test, the compliance test, and the turnover test. We will discuss each in turn, starting with the business test. There are two parts to this test. Firstly, the subcontractor must be in a business carried on in the UK which provides labour to carry out construction operations. Secondly, the business must be, to a substantial extent, carried on by means of an account with a bank. Therefore, businesses which are substantially cash-based will not satisfy the business test and will not be able to be registered for gross payment. The most complex of the three criteria is the turnover test. A sole trader subcontractor can only make a successful application for gross payment if their business had a construction turnover of at least £30,000 in the 12 months before making the application for gross payment. Turnover is net of the cost of any materials used to earn that income. In the case of a partnership, the standard test requires a construction turnover of at least £30,000 for each partner in the 12 months before the application is made. Therefore, a four-partner practice is eligible for gross payment if turnover exceeds £120,000. In the case of a company, the standard turnover test is £30,000 multiplied by the number of directors. In the case of close companies, broadly companies controlled by five or fewer individuals, the figure will be multiplied by the number of individuals who are directors and or shareholders. For a husband and wife team, for instance, it would be £60,000. An alternative test for partnerships and companies is that the business had an annual net turnover from construction work, after materials, of £200,000 or more in the 12 months before application for gross payment. Therefore, for example, a 10-partner building practice with an annual turnover of £250,000 would be eligible to apply for gross payment. In addition, a company or partnership applying for gross payment is treated as passing the turnover test where relevant payments earned in respect of construction operations amount to at least £30,000 and construction contracts have been entered into with a value in excess of £200,000. Businesses that have gross payment status will be subject to periodic reviews to ensure that they continue to meet the requirements. A business is considered to have passed the test if the standard tests described above have been met, or if its average annual net turnover in the 3 years ending with the review date exceeds the threshold for its type of business. The final test for gross payment is the compliance test. The business must have kept all tax affairs up to date during the 12 months immediately before the application. This means that the business must have paid all its tax, including any PAYE and subcontractor deductions, and submitted all tax returns on time. Simply bringing its tax affairs up to date just before sending in the application will not be enough. Minor offences may be ignored. Therefore, if a return or tax payment is a few days late in 1 year, this minor offence will not necessarily prejudice the application for gross payment.
Certain failures may be ignored if there was a reasonable excuse for the failure, for example, a sole trader suffering a sudden and serious illness.
For company applicants, compliance with tax requirements is supplemented with additional compliance requirements dealing with obligations under the Companies Act. This will include the timely filing of annual returns, accounts, and other statutory notifications.
HMRC needs to be told about contracts entered into between contractors and subcontractors in order that they can check that payments are being correctly treated. With this in mind, a verification service exists.
This service enables the contractor to verify with HMRC whether a subcontractor is registered for gross payment or whether tax should be withheld at source. The verification service can be accessed by contractors either by telephone to a designated contact centre, in writing, or via the internet. If contact is made by telephone, HMRC aims to give an immediate response. When contacting HMRC for verification, the contractor will need to specify the name of the subcontractor together with his national insurance number and unique taxpayer reference. Once HMRC has identified the subcontractor, the tax office will advise the contractor whether the subcontractor has registered, and if so, whether payment should be made either gross or net of tax at 20%. If the subcontractor has not registered with the tax office, payment should either be made under deduction of tax at a flat rate of 30%, or via the payroll if the subcontractor is effectively an employee. The verification process is limited to those subcontractors who have not received payments from the contractor in either the current tax year or the two preceding tax years. Subcontractors who, for example, have worked regularly for a contractor and have received payments in the last 2 years will not need to be verified. This will mean that contractors do not have the burden of verifying the payment status of a subcontractor before each and every payday. HMRC must notify contractors of a change in the status of any subcontractors they have paid within the current or previous tax years.